From NPR News, it's Day to Day. It's renewable, it's non-polluting, it's easy to see why solar power is an attractive alternative. The Bureau of Land Management has received applications for solar facilities on more than 1 million acres of federal land. These projects have the potential to power more than 20 million homes. But a government-imposed moratorium now threatens to derail those plans. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. And Sam, why is the government freezing these projects?
Well, Alex, it's actually on environmental grounds. The BLM says it needs to conduct an extensive environmental study to see if these industrial-scale solar plants harm native vegetation and wildlife. Water is also a concern. Concentrated solar plants, the preferred choice for large-scale electricity production, use mirrors to heat and power steam turbines. And since most of the projects would be located in the dry Southwest, there are concerns about where that water would come from. The BLM says the moratorium will likely last about 2 years, but it says the ultimate result will be a much faster application process.
It seems like a pretty serious setback for the solar power industry.
Well, solar power advocates are actually calling it a death blow. I talked to Roan Resch, who heads the Solar Energy Industries Association, the trade group. He says the industry supports environmental reviews, but says a 2-year moratorium on new solar power projects is extreme.
Many of these projects take 6 to 8 years to site, to finance, to permit, and then construct. So delaying any project by 2 years effectively shuts it down. And what that means is those dollars are going to go to other projects overseas.
Especially as fossil fuel prices continue to climb, making utility-scale solar power much more economical. Resch says the big irony here is that the BLM is currently staffing up in order to fast-track the record permits it's receiving for oil and gas development on public lands. He says the American Southwest is one of the best solar power resources on the planet, yet the official policy continues to favor fossil fuels over renewable energy, creating a double standard of sorts.
Sam, I can't help but wonder if timing is an issue here.
Well, for sure it is, and solar power projects are already being placed on hold since Congress has so far failed to extend federal tax credits for the industry that expire at the end of the year. Combined, these two factors have effectively stalled the solar industry in the U.S. just as it was beginning to scale up. Another issue is that there's been a supply bottleneck in the silicon wafers used to make those photovoltaic panels. That's been keeping prices really high, but as silicon production ramps up in the coming year, prices are expected to plummet. That could go a long way toward making solar power a more mainstream energy choice. But solar power advocates say, unfortunately, other countries like Spain with stronger supports may be better poised to take advantage of that boom, as well as the thousands of jobs it would create.
Thanks, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.